Butch Hancock here in our KUTX Studio 1A today, and he's singing a song called The Dangling Diamond.
Dangling Diamond.
Down deep in your heart. And it's a very interesting song and typical of Butch Hancock.
I like the first part of the verse, or the first verse, you know, where it was kind of talking about Lubbock, born on the side of a mountain that has no bottom and has no top.
Right.
Those flatlands describe that pretty well. We all get together and try to make up a new way to describe how flat it is out there. And I think Joe said, yeah, you can stand out in the middle of a field and see for 50 miles.
Right.
And I said, yeah, but if you stand on a tuna fish can, then you can see for 100 miles.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Where are you from, Turk?
I'm from San Angelo. So right. It's the common West Texas thing with the two of us. Hence the name Own Their Own, the name of our show we're doing, because West Texans can't seem to say that word on.
Well,
they try to say on.
Right.
We're on the air, but they're not on the air. They're on the air.
Right, right. The show that he's speaking of is going to be on Friday night at Stateside at the Paramount. If you go to the Paramount, you'll see Wynton Marsalis. But if you want to hear Turk Pipkin and Butch Hancock, you go to Stateside. Well, why don't you just do something like Butch has done poetry to song. You do some poetry. If you don't know, Turk Pipkin is a fabulous writer, and he's written a zillion books. He spends about half of his time in Africa on children's projects and all sorts of environmental work. And so what have you got to read to
us
today?
I jumped a little direction than I predicted to you that I would, but I do have something to read. So this year, we started building more libraries in Kenya. And you know, it's nice to be able to build one or two libraries a year. These are school libraries for kids. Years ago, when I first started working over there, I met a little girl and her two friends. They're about 12. They're walking, middle of nowhere, walking down a little country lane, and I had my video camera, and one of the girls were waving at me, and I went up to them, and the girl said, look, my friend has a book. She has a book, a real book. And the girl in the middle had a little piece of a book, about maybe 16-page signature, just a little binding that's torn from a book. It was ragged. And I said, wow, that is great. I said, can you read? So I turned on my video camera, and she started reading really beautifully, and which is good. It's probably her third language at that point, English. Mm-hmm. And she's reading to me. She got to the bottom of the page and stopped, and I'm looking in my viewfinder, and I said, keep going. And so she turned the page, and she kept reading, and she had this beautiful smile, and I realized she was looking right in my camera, right at me in the viewfinder. And then I looked up, and I realized she wasn't looking down at the book at all, that she had read these few pages of this book so many times she'd memorized them. So that was the moment I realized we need to build schools with libraries. So this year, jumping ahead many years, I had been writing all these years, but I hadn't published many books the last few years. The last one I published was The Tao of Willie, a book I wrote with Willie Nelson, The Toe of Willie, as he calls it. And I had written a couple of books I really wanted to get out there, and I came up with this crazy idea, the book of the Every Other Month Club. I'd published six books in a year, and we'd use some of the funds from that to build and fill libraries in Kenya. Our goal was we're going to build five libraries. I guess it should have been six, since it was six books. But this is the end of the year. Friday night will mark the publishing of the sixth book. We've actually built 12 libraries, which is pretty good. But I thought what I would do is read, because it's a short segment, from the first of these books. It's called The Moleskin Mystery, and it's a book that is handwritten in blue ink in a moleskin, one of those little Italian journals. But it's a novel, and it's a mystery and a love story. It's about a musician from Austin who falls in love with a girl in New Orleans and gets his heart broken and is really lost in life. I can't cook, but I still make a mean grilled cheese sandwich. There's an 8-year-old girl who lives downstairs. Tally comes home from school on the bus and sits on the front porch until her mom, Ruby, gets home from work. Tally says it feels less alone on the porch with New Orleans passing by than it does inside the dark apartment. Some would think poorly of her mom for leaving an 8-year-old alone, but they might think more poorly of her if she couldn't pay her bills. Em and I had just moved into this apartment when Tally was born, but Tally and I never really talked till she started coming home from school to the front porch. It didn't take me long to hit upon the obvious. She was hungry. I don't do much of anything for anyone else, but every day I make a mean grilled cheese sandwich for Tally. And then we sit for a few minutes, and she listens to me not talk, and I watch her eat what she calls her girl cheese sandwich. The past few months, those girl cheese sandwiches have kept us both going. For an 8-year-old, Tally can talk a blue streak. She tells me about school. She tells me about her classmates, the girls she likes, and the boys who are intimidated by her. That was the word she used, intimidated. She tells me about the sun and the moon and the stars. Last week, she told me about God. Who made my grilled cheese sandwich, she asked. I did. So who made the cheese? A cow. Who made the cow? A mama and papa cow. Who made the first cow? God, right? So who made God? I could only shake my head. You don't know because God doesn't need you to know. My mama says God is so big that we can only see her maybe once in our whole life in the corner of our eye when we look real fast. Wait, did you say her? Yeah, Tally said with a gap-toothed grin. Mama says there is a God, and she is black. Now you know why that grilled cheese sandwich keeps me going. So that's a little one page from The Moleskin Mystery.
Read by Turk Pipkin. It's his own book. And I think we should have another song now from Butch Hancock.